how long ago and how did you guys go about building up support and doing social media within Aviva?
I guess I've often talked about this before, and I think our introduction of understanding the technology and the functionality of the social media, and you know, the beginning of Web 2, we were very, very fortunate, I think. We had the opportunity to support around the world table called Dee Kafari. For those of you listening to Radio 2 back on Dee Monday, she was on the Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders show. But she's a now, you know, all those years later, the only woman to have sold around the world 3 times, front and back, you know, against prevailing winds. But we were supporting her in her first attempt. And we were working with an agency, the group. I know you've done audio interviews and that. And so what was fantastic, apart from being told, we're sponsoring this Round the World Yachtsman, we need a website within 6 weeks because she leaves Portsmouth and Gunwharf Quay on, you know, November.
And she ain't going to be waiting.
And it's kind of like, and it's kind of like in our normal style, you know, and, you know, with thanks to the group, it's kind of like, and that's the other thing I think we need, you know, you really need to, it doesn't have to be bang, bang, it's right. Well, we'll get a site ready for launch and then the full site will come on stream later. You know, phased delivery for certain things is really, really achievable and, you know, the right road. Instead of breaking your back to get everything ready, you know, and it kind of not hanging together on launch, you know, it doesn't all have to be there, certain things. So we used what was then called the Aviva Challenge as what I've often described in Aviva as our laboratory. So we had to build a community around Dee. She was going to be away at sea for a long, long while, on her own.
Going to need a lot of friends.
A lot of friends, and not only for her to communicate to you know, the mark the progress of our sponsorship, but also for her to get the reassurance that, you know, people were very interested in her. So we had lots of blogging tools for her that we got technology from the boat back. We had well-wishing messages. And then when we supported her again, when she took up the second challenge, which was to enter the Vendée Globe, we turned that into a fully-fledged Aviva Ocean Racing site. And the social media tools and that just went to the nth degree again. So we had team blogs, we had audio, we had podcasts, we had, you know, Dee sending video back from the ship, all that kind of just went to the next stage. Yep. And what that absolutely gave for us was an opportunity to actually understand how this thing works, why people find it interesting, why they engage with it, and actually what is its implications into more kind of what you'd call drier corporate communications through your.com. And so we were able to learn a lot in that and then actually gradually phase some of that stuff into the .com. The other thing I think is absolutely just being brave. I remember sitting there, and I can tell you now, and it's there, you know, the Aviva PLC YouTube channel was created in September 2006, which is quite early in some respects. Why? Because I was reading about YouTube and I was thinking, what, they give this all for free? Wow, this is interesting. I'll just go and set up a little thing here. What have we got over here? Well, we've got some of this video content. Let's think, oh, have we got a... No, we can just reuse it. We've got all the rights, you know. And so I set up that very first thing just to hang content out there to say, I wonder if people would just put in that search something about, I don't know, you know, Aviva or another keyword, like insurance or...
Yeah.
You know, let's just see what it means. And of course, we then, with Dee, we built a YouTube channel for her because we felt this has got to be people. There must be thousands of people around who will type in sailing or adventure or yachting, you know, because they like, that's their thing, as opposed to football or cricket or Justin Bieber. So we just did that and we learned so much in that. And you see a lot of what you see in Aviva.com today comes from that. And we were very lucky that we were able to do it in that sponsorship site as a laboratory for us. But it gave us the courage, it gave us the understanding of how these things work and how our roles and responsibilities in it as well in terms of managing communities. And
you have specific community managers then from...
Well, no, what we used to do it ourselves, you know, really, and with the help of the group like that in terms of, you know, this thing about comments and blog comments, you know, people go, oh, that's really good, but big companies go, Well, who's approving them then? You know, who's checking they're okay? Because the technology makes it very easy for you to do that, but you have to do it regularly because people get quite frustrated, you know, if they comment on that doesn't appear, you know, for a little while, and we didn't always get it right and there was delays, but you began to understand. And when you get these people who, you know, coming in and you understood and you look at your metrics and this traffic that's building up and these messages coming from all around the world, people wishing thee well, from landlocked countries, you know, the head of the Turkish Navy, the First Lord of the Admiralty, and coming in. But it was more close about these home ones of this lady who I remember once had said, and it was such a you know, in the Southern Ocean, there's these icebergs, and it's treacherous, you know. Not allowed any human contact, you know, null and void. You can't take anything off or on, just on your own. And at one point, Dee was in the Southern Ocean, and the closest human contact was actually upwards. It was the cosmonauts and the space station. So when you see these comments of someone saying, the first thing me and my daughters do every morning is basically, you know, come to your website and see if you're still alive. And then, you know, how brave you are. And you begin to understand this sense of connection and shared stuff around it and how important it is, not only for Dee to understand that these people rooting for her, but how people get, you know, quite passionate about these causes or...
And far more personal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the fact that Dee could then respond to that and, you know, name-check a few people and meant a lot for her, you know, very emotional, fatigued, tired, you know, this kind of thing, the thing that would sustain her, that it was mattering. You know, it mattered to a number of people.